Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on this wonderful Saturday morning, one of our last Saturdays of the summer, officially, or unofficially, I guess, because school has started in North Dakota, and it's going to start in Minnesota after Labor Day, of course. I mean, there's still some great weather left, but really, I think things are going to slow down a lot in terms of just stuff happening because kids are back in school and people just seem to move on with their lives a little bit busier once we get into September, October, and November. That doesn't mean, though, that FM Walleyes, one of the great sponsors of the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show, it doesn't mean they're slowing down. In fact, they have many things, exciting things to talk about coming up and to tell us about some of these things, including a great seminar, multifaceted seminar type deal coming up in October. I want to welcome in Scott Brewer. He is a honcho, a mover and shaker, kind of the man or one of the men at FM Walleyes Unlimited in Fargo. Hello, Scott Brewer. That was the most convoluted, lengthy introduction I've ever given you, but welcome to the program anyway. How are you doing?
Well, thanks for the intro, Mike. I'm pretty sure I'm not the man. There's a lot of guys at FM Walleyes that do a lot of work, and I just have to oversee them, so I really don't have to do any of the work.
Well, yeah, and I didn't mean to insult anybody else. That Scott is one of the men at FM Walleyes. I didn't mean to.
And there's a lot of them.
Yes, there are a lot of them. Actually, you're right.
There's a lot of guys involved in a club, and you're one of them. So
that's true. That's absolutely true. Not as active as I need to be, but you know, maybe someday I can change that. Yep. Be that as it may, a lot of things coming up this fall for FM Walleyes. It's actually a great time if people want to join FM Walleyes right now because there are some fantastic things coming up. Run down your laundry list of happenings with FM Walleyes this fall, Scotty.
All right. We're starting to close out on some of the summer activities. We have club tournaments once a month, and it's a very family friendly club tournaments that we run. We have one of them left in September. But first, before that, on September 19th, we have our September general member meeting. We start our monthly meetings in September. So we got September, October, November, December, January, February, March, all the way through the rest of the winter and spring. September 19th, we have Chad Malloy and Spencer Dietz. They are a couple area professional anglers, and they're going to talk about their experiences on the professional team walleye circuit this year. That meeting is going to be at Double Within, 7 o'clock.
And those guys, they fished together, I know, at Devil's Lake a couple weeks ago. And I think this weekend, Scotty, correct me if I'm wrong, are they in Michigan, on Lake Michigan this week? And
Some of them are. I don't know if both of those guys are there. But, yeah, there's a great big tournament. The National Team Championship is out at Lake Michigan. I think it started today.
I think it did. I think you're right. Yep. Started not today, Saturday. It started Thursday, I think it started. So.
Yes. Yep. Correct. So these guys, some of them are out there fishing that, you know, and they'll probably talk about that tournament along with a bunch of the others. They were at Devil's Lake here a few weeks ago, and they did very well. A lot of our local teams did very well at Devil's. So they're going to talk about all their experiences fishing the professional team circuit.
Before you go on, that'll be cool because I'm really interested in hearing what they have to say about catching bigger fish on Devil's Lake. I think everybody knows about my love for Devil's Lake and some relationships I've made there over the last couple of years. And I'm fortunate that I can catch a lot of 14 to 20 inch walleyes in Devil's Lake, which is great. They fry up very tastily for the McFeely family. But I'll admit, I'm not good at all at finding the fish that are 22, 25, or bigger on Devil's Lake. I'd love to hear what those guys have to tell us. And I know that others would as well, because I hear a lot, Scott, from people saying, you know, yeah, I catch a lot of fish on Devil's Lake, a lot of walleyes, but I just can't seem to find the big ones. And I think those guys were able to find some of the bigger fish on Devil's.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's their goal. When they go out and fish these tournaments, you're looking for the largest fish in the system. You can catch 14-inch fish all day long, and it's not going to do you any good. You know, they're not trying to catch eaters. They're looking just for big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that many anglers out there just looking for big ones, they find them.
Oh, yeah, no, and it's great. And I was at Ron Saar's picnic a couple weeks ago now, out at his place out by Saban and Downer out there. And one of the gentlemen, I can't remember even who I was talking to, He did well on Devils, like I think a top 10, top six finish on Devils.
Yep.
And he was sharing with me how he caught some of the bigger fish. And I said, oh, well, I've never tried that, you know, that spot or that method, or, you know, that's interesting. So maybe next time I get up there, I'll have to give something similar a try and see if I can't do well, you know?
Yeah. And another very interesting thing about this tournament was it's one of the very first no live bait walleye tournaments. There was no live bait allowed anywhere during this tournament, so it was artificials only. So it'd be really interesting to hear of all the different tactics that worked, because, you know, all of us walleye guys, we're so used to going to the bait store and dropping 20, 30, 40 bucks on bait every time we go fishing. So.
Yep, you're exactly right. What else is coming up for FM Walleyes here in the fall?
Right after that, that's September 19th, is that meeting. That following weekend, we have our Cormorant Fall Walleye Classic. We've been doing this tournament for over 20 years. I don't remember exactly how many. It's like 28, 29 years, I think. That's going to be held at the YMCA camp. That is a little bigger money tournament. I think the entry fee is about $280 approximately. And I'm guessing there'll be 80 to 100 teams in it. So if you're at all interested, or if any of your listeners are interested in getting into a local walleye tournament, this is one of the best local tournaments we have. And it's very well run. With Barry Chouinard, our tournament director, is extremely good at running tournaments.
Yeah, no, the guys do a great job. What else is happening with FM Walleyes?
Okay, then we move into October. October 17th, we have a very interesting October general member meeting. We got both Al and Ron Linder are going to be here. These two are kind of known as the godfathers of modern day freshwater angling, and not just walleye fishing. These guys are, Al was a, he fished some of the very early Bassmaster tournaments, and he won some of them. He's a Bassmaster Classic winner. And then they moved into all kinds of other types of fishing, including smallmouth bass and bluegills and sunfish and walleyes and crappies and muskies. And, you know, they're some of the best anglers in the country.
Well,
and the best anglers in the country.
And they're really a couple of guys or a family that has really promoted fishing probably better than anybody, in my opinion, probably better than anybody else over the last several decades, not only for their own personal benefit, but just from a standpoint of, you know, they're talking catfish fishing, they're talking crappie fish, they're talking types of fishing, Scott, that nobody else is talking about, nobody else is doing. And they've made me a fan of catfish fishing. They've made me a fan of smallmouth bass fishing. They're good at what they do, and they're good anglers. And maybe even most important, they're good guys. I think they're pretty solid individuals.
I agree. And like you said, it's the whole family. You know, Al and Ron were the two that started it. They're two brothers, and their kids have now taken over the company, and their grandkids are even doing a lot in the business. So the Linder family has been, like you said, instrumental in angler education since the 60s.
40 years, probably close to 50 years now. Yep. And this is maybe inside baseball talk, you know, for people like you and I, Scott, who are trying, you know, to promote things and have sponsors and everything else. But they are masters at, you know, getting sponsors and promoting product and selling product. And they're just good. They're pioneers in about 8 different ways in the angling world. It's incredible. I mean,
yes,
it's fantastic.
And it still continues today. You know, like the one of the relatively new techniques that a lot of people haven't even heard of yet, a lot of the walleye anglers that kind of are in the business know a lot about it, which is snap jigging rapalas during the summertime, casting them out and jigging them in the summertime, treating them kind of like a crankbait. And up until a few years ago, nobody did this in the summer. Well, it was the Linders that really took this program on and advertised it and got it going throughout the industry. And now everybody's doing it. And that's what they do. They latch on to some new little technique, and then they get it out to the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Scott, do you have 5 more minutes for me? I need to take a break here. Let's take a quick pause here. I'm kind of behind on my breaks here. We'll take a quick pause. When we return in just a couple of moments, we'll talk further with Scotty Brewer of FM Walleyes. I can't wait for the Lindner seminar, but there's other things going on too with FM Walleyes. And so we'll talk with Scotty Brewer about that here in just a couple of minutes, right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
And she thinks we're just fishing.